had to waver my chance to be one of the hive. Will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive?
Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER-FM Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It's time for some local music here on the Rock Station 97.7. We welcome you to our Grassroots Show, presented by The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station, and this is Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions.
Yep, I'm back.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Buccos.
How about that? Maybe if we both stay away, they'll make the playoffs.
World Series bound, bud.
Oh, how about it? Well, it was a fun week, missed you, and glad to have you back on board here. It's not the same without you, but we appreciate Robin and Bob from last week. Did a nice job. Robin Matthews and Bob Giacometti, was a fun show with them. And here tonight, we're going to be visiting with a very, very talented singer in Mark Ponsonby, who is now part of a group called the Borstal Boys. And we'll visit with Mark. He'll represent those guys. We'll play some of their stuff. They have a lot going on. Seems like they're pretty busy and had a CD released a little over a year ago. And now I've just released a DVD, so there's a lot going on there. We'll hear from them. And we've got some new stuff from Crushing Ground and a whole bunch of, well, classic stuff, too, from years and days gone by. And here we are. Well, what is it? May 19th. That means next weekend is Memorial Day. That means next weekend is our Grassy nominee show.
Is it really there already?
We're there already, and then we'll be voting in June. Is that right? Or is it the following? Am I a week ahead of myself?
You're right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's that time of year. That means band jam.
Yeah.
Because we reveal
this
year's Grassy, the seventh awarding of the Grassy at the band jam. Whether or not the band will be there is all in the hands of our listeners out there.
And we've had six winners in the past, right? Or five winners, I guess, because one band has won twice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been awarded six times, but one repeat winner. And, of course, that is our friends in Angry the Ant, who will be handing over their crown or they get to keep their trophy, but we hand over the thought process of the Grassy to the next band. And, of course, our rules go that you can't win it back-to-back years. You can win it twice. You can win it more than once. But you're excluded or ineligible for 1 year once you have won, just to spread the wealth a little bit.
Yep. And we have a couple other rules. You still have to be a band, still performing or together in some manner. And also the song has to be part of a regular rotation on one of the Butler Radio Network stations. So.
Yeah, yeah. So some minor rules there, but important ones at the same time. And
you got to have rules.
Yeah, you got to have rules. And once we reveal the nominations next week, you will get the opportunity as our listeners to vote the entire month of June each and every day on the song that strikes you the most, or if you have a favorite band, and then we'll announce the winner July 12th or 13th at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year.
And I think every year the winner has been a part of the Band Jam. So we've fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
So we've been able to present it to them on stage at the Band Jam. It's been pretty cool. We really messed with the Anger the Ant. That was a lot of fun. We've had some fun doing it. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we've tried to kind of, because it seems the anticipation grows if there is a band at Band Jam that has been on that nomination list. They know we reveal it, and they know we have revealed it around that band. And so we've had some fun playing games with some of the bands over the years. And
they try to look for clues, but we're too clever.
That's right. But again, you never know. But I think that gives a little statement to the power of the acts that have been at the Band Jam. The caliber that have been at the Band Jam. And obviously, we can't have 130 bands there because there's about that many being played in regular rotation, it seems. But we try to get the best sample size we can for that particular year. And I think we have a pretty doggone good one. And, of course, we just revealed over the weekend on Friday morning that the Noble Hops Band will be back, and we're looking forward to having you guys back.
Yeah, our arms were twisted pretty hard by Lee. He pretty much demanded that we be a part of it, so he's doing the sound and lights for us, so we'll be there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, and that's a testament to Utah because, you're not out there throwing yourself around. I mean, you had to be welcomed in, so we're glad you were welcomed in, and if Lee wasn't twisting arms, I probably would have been on the other side. So it would have been a tug of war, and somebody would have lost, and it probably would have been you.
Well, it's a hard thing, like you said, just of all the talent out there, and to whittle it down to 20 bands, and to know that, some people aren't going to get to play it this year who have played it in the past, and it's a tough thing. It's the hardest thing. It's harder than the grassy anymore, picking the grassy, because it's just hard. I wish we could get everybody in, but it's not feasible.
Well, then to juggle that lineup too, what's the schedule going to be that day? But I'm excited, because we do have a few bands that were early mainstays and our powerhouses here in my book in Western Pennsylvania. And they're back again after a few years away. And I know a few of these bands have brought some of the best Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival jams from the stage in the past. So really looking forward. I think this year is going to be another powerhouse year.
Yeah, I've had a lot of feedback on the lineup as we've been announcing this, and probably more feedback than any year previous. Just about the lineup and how people are looking forward to it. And I think it's a pretty, again, a very diverse and great cross-section of music for the area. So
great sample size of what we try to present to you here on the Grassroots Show every Sunday night. And hopefully you get to hear some of these songs, too, that we play on Sunday nights throughout the day during regular rotation time periods. But July 12th and 13th, we hope you're making plans to be there because, hey, it's less than 2 months away. If you haven't made those plans, don't make any other plans. Friday night, it kicks off at 5 o'clock on the 12th. It'll run till midnight. And then Saturday, we'll begin things somewhere around 10:30-ish, late morning. And usually begin it with a little acoustic flair and get your, get your day set. Don't crank you over the head too hard. Build the day up. Maybe give you a little siesta and build it back up again right up to 11 o'clock Saturday night. We had, seven bands last Friday, last year on a Friday, and the remaining 13, all day Saturday. So it'll be about that mix again.
Yeah, pretty much. In fact, you can go to thebandjam.com. The lineup is there now. So we've got everything locked in. Check that out. And, of course, we want to thank Woodman Life for stepping up and being a title sponsor this year for that. So big time helps our festival out.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to check them out. You can Google them on Facebook. Tony Angerette, Agent Tony Angerette. So we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So get your tickets on site at the website. Any Shady Lady production show, any of the bands that have been mentioned, they have them, as well as our studios here at 252 Pillow Street. You can pick them up now. Encourage you to pick them up ahead of time, because it'll save you $5 off the gate price. And it's only a $20 presale price, and that is good for the entire weekend. You know, so you're paying $1 a band, basically.
Yep.
And if you want to stay for the weekend through Cooper's Lake Campground, that is a separate charge that you need to book through them. But we also have that link at our website as well. So, thebandjam.com. One of the bands you're going to get to see this year is up next.
Yeah, I'm going to send this out to Keith, who is driving back from camp right now listening to us. And I'll tell you what, we had a great show last weekend. We played at the Fawn Tavern. It's been a decade plus since I've been there or played there. But a lot of people came out that are just faithful, diehard Rock Station listeners. And that was just a big part of the topic of conversation throughout the night. There were people sporting, you know, Rock Station shirts. And just, I mean, I wish Vicky could have been there, the GM, to hear this, because it just was a stamp on what this station is doing. And they were just kind in all their words, and a lot of great feedback. So it was a lot of fun. So I told Keith, said he goes, I haven't heard a Doppler effect before. I'm like, okay, well, then this is coming to you. So a little talk about lightning.
All right. Well, thanks, Keith, and thanks for tuning in tonight. And we're going to play a song that I don't think we've played on the show in a little while, but I'm sure you've heard it if you pay attention to this show, because I use it. I try to grab some local instrumentals to play for our concert calendar during the show in the background, and I've used this song. This is one of the songs I've used a lot. It's the Stevie J Band and a great tune instrumental they did called Rocket to Mars, as we rocket our way through a grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
The man. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It is the place to stop for a refreshingly good time. Especially because they got the Man Can special, 24 ounces of liquid joy. And usually probably have those red-hot Pittsburgh Pirates on the screen, too. So Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., check out the Rainbow down in Freeport and thank them for sponsoring local music, because that's what they do each and every week right here.
Yep, and if you see me sitting there, buy me a beer, Man Can.
There you go. Man Can only. Yes. That is a prerequisite. Excited here tonight to have a gentleman who is a very, very talented vocalist and part of what seems to be the hot band of today right now, because I see them popping up everywhere, and that's Mark Ponsonby, who is part of the Borstal Boys. Mark, how you doing?
Good evening. Yeah. Great to be here.
Great to have you on here. I think it's been about maybe 7 years or so I visited with Mark on one of our sister stations, because you were doing something special in downtown Butler, singing God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, and I think we played that on the air. And a lot of people thought it was Lee Greenwood.
I still have the cassette that you gave me.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, it's great to have you back in the studio. Mark, you were involved in music years ago, and I think career kind of interrupted things, and then you retired, and now you're back in it full-fledged again. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah?
I was in a lot of cover bands. I've always sang since I was young, and I was a trooper for 25 years, so that kind of took me out of the rock scene. But as I got close to retiring, I got back into the scene, was in some cover bands, and then this opportunity with the Borstal Boys came about. Yeah. I'm pretty happy that it did.
When did you find you had an ability to sing, and how did that come about? Did you come from a musical family?
Just watching Ed Sullivan every Sunday, Lawrence Welk on Saturdays with Mom and Dad. Growing up on Motown, Frankie Valli, my older brother's albums, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, all of it. That's just Mom and Dad's records. Listen, mm-hmm. Bobby Vinton, all the old standards. Mom listened to Hank Williams. So I started singing. I just sang to records. That was my training, more or less, just singing to records in my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought I could sing. Nobody knew, though. I was just kind of shy then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not shy on stage nowadays, that's for sure. From everything I've seen, you put on a heck of a show. And how did this Borstal Boy thing come about?
Once I got back into the scene, I was in several cover bands, Zion Cross, Zusu Pedals, Captain Doobie, and Big Bamboo. And one of those bands, Zusu Pedals, we played a benefit show at Jurgles. Torn and Frayed, which Vinny, Rocky, and Scotty from the Borstal Boys were in Torn and Frayed. Torn and Frayed was real popular rock band back in the day. I missed it personally, but they actually got together and played that benefit. I met them, and one thing led to another. Rocky gave me a call, and I went down and auditioned. It took me a couple times. They didn't kick me out, but I kept going back.
Okay.
So, and then at some point I was officially in.
That's neat stuff. The name, where did that come from?
This project is Rocky's project. He's the boss. He's the producer, arranger, recorder, the writer. He does everything. So it in England, you don't go to a juvenile home. You go to the Borstal home. And that there is a Faces song off of one of their albums referring to the Borstal Boys, something. I'm not even familiar with that, but that's where it came from.
Okay, all right.
So we're kind of like the Bad Boys.
Bad Boys of rock and roll in Western Pennsylvania. Yeah, yeah. that's a cool story, though. So how long ago did this come together? How long have you guys been playing together specifically as a group?
As a group, a little over a year.
Okay. All right. So things have been happening pretty quickly for you guys.
Yeah, they're we're writing. We rehearse a lot. We're playing a lot now. So everything's going well. Just trying. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like you cover a pretty decent variety of music. I mean, it sounds like, you know, a lot of the classic rock bass, but you guys cover, you cover a wide gamut in style.
We're mostly original. We do some covers, but the neat thing, the main writers, Rocky Lamondi, Patrick Norman, and Vinnie Q, they're the three main writers. The rest of us put our 2 cents. I always say my 2 cents. I always got 2 cents. I'm not a songwriter, but I'll help you write one. but all three of those guys are great writers, and but there's a difference in each style, which is kind of neat. If I heard a song, I'll tell you whether that was Vinnie, Rocky, or Patrick.
Okay.
But it's neat because there's a variety there. It's just a great variety.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like everybody has some input in the band, but somebody's coming in with that thought process. And as you said, Rocky kind of sends, puts the final stamp. Yeah, he puts the final stamp on it.
He's got a boss-sounding name, Rocky.
That's it, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sure in every Borstal home, there was probably a Rocky that led the crowd, right?
And, man, it would be Rocky Lamondi, too, man. Holy cow.
Well, and the cool thing, too, maybe that's what's caught my attention as much as anything. There's some pretty well-versed musicians in this band.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm the rookie, but, you know, and I look up to those guys. I'm the oldest guy in the band, but I'm the rookie. And there's just pedigree and resumes there from those guys, their past connections, bands. So it's pretty cool for me.
Yeah.
Neat opportunity.
That's awesome. Mark Ponsonby joining us tonight, representing the Borstal Boys. Say that three times fast, and you'll know that it's not a Monday morning. It's Sunday night. So what have you guys been up to as far as doing some recording? Do you have some material you're releasing? Maybe this is a relatively new project for you guys.
We just we had a CD release show back in September of 2017. That was in a place called This Is Red, which was a big old Catholic church in Munhall. Really neat event. That we had, and that was early on. We weren't playing out a whole lot to that point, but we had that CD release show. Hermie Granati played with us. Norm Nardini came out. There were some other local opening acts, but we had a nice turnout, and that was our CD release.
Okay.
So the record's been out since then. It's available, all kind of links on Facebook, our website. And then just over the weekend, we played at the Subalpine Club in Turtle Creek, and we released a DVD and passed that out. It's our new song, Don't Let Life Pass You By. Really cool tune.
Well, we'll be hearing that tonight, but let's first dig into a song called Green Light. Give us a little intro. What's this song about, Green Light?
I just smile when you're asking me, but Green Light is the band's favorite. Every time we play it, even at rehearsal sometimes, we're smiling and like, you know, wow, we played that good that time. But it's a favorite of the band, the entire band. And then most of the people that we know, are fans. It's definitely a favorite there. Vinnie Q wrote that song. And it's just a cool, I never tire of singing it. I don't think we tire of playing it.
You have a video out for it too, don't you?
No, the video is with Don't Let Life Pass. Oh, no, yeah, we
yeah,
do.
I think,
what
I
am
think,
I thinking? Yeah.
I think I've
There's
heard
a great
this song,
video.
Yeah.
We did that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Live performance video kind of thing?
Well, yeah. They're all like sitting at a bar or something.
Yeah, when we did the release show at This Is Red, back in that church, the choir loft, the new owner renovated, and there's a bar up there. So, this was Rocky's idea. He just on the cuff, and we just did it. We were sitting around the bar, and I'm singing the song, and Ray Mongelli, who shoots our videos, he shot that, and we've been playing that video's accessible on our site.
Okay.
I guess it's I'm deluged with it so much, I guess I forgot. Yeah, there's a video. And that's my favorite song.
Yeah.
I say it all the time.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's Green Light. It's the Borstal Boys tonight joining us on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. We'll be right back.
I'd break my heart in two. Joke, I know he's right beside me, and he loves the smoke. My dope, he needs to be high to see to the loneliest hand. It's beyond us to think we'd understand how we get by every day. I thought I saw the light that night, but I've been
change my world.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We welcome you back to our grassroots show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, and this segment brought to you by what's smelling good on your grill, and it better be from Bros' Superette. They've got a full line of smoked beef sticks, Butler's Best hot sausage, all kinds of cuts of steaks, deli meats, cheeses, you name it, they have it, and you can add anything from their deli case, homemade sides, salads. They do a lot of original homemade stuff there, so drop on in to the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue, Bros' Superette. High on the hill, right on the price, it is grilling season.
You know, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and I think that's kind of famous for grilling, so there you go.
There, yeah. Make your stop to Bros' Superette. So.
And thank them, too.
Yeah. They've
been with us for a couple of years now, so greatly appreciate that.
And they're big music fans and music scene people. And, the background music you hear was created by the folks at Bros' Superette. So how about that? Create your own commercial. We're back with Mark Ponsonby representing the Borstal Boys here tonight. And you just heard Green Light and then Super Blue Moon. Yeah, Mark, tell us a little bit about that Borstal Boys song, Super Blue Moon.
I'd like to tell you about Super Blue Moon. That was one of the four songs when I first got with the band. I mean, we were in the studio so quick after I auditioned and started working with them. And I was, that's a Vinnie Q song, really cool tune. And they gave it to me to learn, and I was going to record it. And I learned it from Vinnie Scratch, him playing and singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
So after I was listening, I thought, man, he sounds good on this. I think Vinnie should sing this. So when I went back to the studio to record it, I just shared my thoughts about it. And they agreed with me. We didn't have Joe Pileski, our keyboard player. Joe wasn't with us yet. So Hermie Granati was doing our studio work, and he agreed with me. So I always pat myself on the back. Hermie said I was right. He said, Mark, that was good that you did that.
Because
he plays on there. And listen to that whole song all the way to the end. There's a really neat, his keyboard samples. It's a strings, cello sound. It just, the song winds down. Listen to that whole song. Besides Katie Simone, her vocals, she recorded that with us also. But Super Blue Moon is a very cool tune. It's a Vinnie Q composition, and that's Vinnie singing on that one on our record.
So you have six guys in this band.
Yes.
Five sing. How does that work out? I mean, obviously, I think you sampled into a little bit on how it does. I mean, obviously, you have different songwriters in the band. Somebody brings it to the table, but, is it just a feel thing where everybody goes, nah, I think you need to be singing that song? I mean, how does that work when you have that many vocalists?
As each song comes out, Patrick likes to sing his songs. Vinnie likes to sing his songs. So it's just it's an experiment. We try things. Personally, I don't mind. I enjoy singing backups, harmonies. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's that part isn't a big deal. Patrick just wrote a new song. And for the first time, I was saying to him, I said, because there was another song that he wrote that I'm working on and I'm singing, but I told him, I said, man, I'd like to sing this new song, but it's I can't say it's democratic, but it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rocky's the boss.
Rocky's still the boss.
And if I, if it comes to it, if I have to, pay cash, bribe, whatever I have to do, but it hasn't been a problem. It all works out. We are a singing band, and I enjoy that too.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have struck up a pretty quick, solid relationship within a band.
Yeah, we get along. We have our moments.
Sure.
When we get together, when we arrive, when we depart. Love you, brother. And it's real. It's not just something we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I need that camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just mentioning, when we asked your background in that first segment, and you were talking about some of those albums that you grew up listening to from your parents and your brother. And, I mean, there was a lot. I mean, you were mentioning albums that jumped off the page right away to me going, wow, you talk about harmonies. There was a lot of that. So, obviously, that's been part of your fabric.
Definitely.
Yeah, good stuff. Borstal Boys, where can people find you? Do you have a website that people can hop on?
Our website is theborstalboys.com. We're all over Facebook. We're on Instagram. So I'm at all kind of links. If you can't find us, you need better training.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't have the right Facebook friends, because I've seen a lot of people sharing your stuff. It seems like you guys have gotten really, really busy of late, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're playing a lot, and playing is fun.
Yeah, yeah. Are there some mainstay locations you play, or is it spread out?
Pretty much spread out. We recently opened for the Almond Betts band at Jurgles, and anytime you get to open for a national act coming in there, that is a good, cool gig. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun. We're playing this Saturday, Club Cafe. We're opening for the Vindies. They're out of Cleveland. They did the Pirates Friday Night Rock. They had a really cool video and song.
Remember that.
So we're opening for them Saturday at Club Cafe. We play the Subalpine, which Josh Montadoro has developed into a really neat, cool live music venue. It's just an old Italian club in Turtle Creek, and we play in the bands play in the banquet room. They have an in-house PA, really cool newer venue.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big show coming up in June at the Thunderbird in Lawrenceville.
Okay, and I saw the owner of the Thunderbird just opened up. What is it, the Rexian? He's taken over an old
place.
That's another new venue
on the south side.
So, I mean, we've been talking a lot about some places dropping off, but there's some stuff coming back. It seems like, I mean, your perspective, you're playing out in the scene right now. We were just kind of bragging last week. Bob Giacometti's been part of the scene for a long time, and we were saying how, you know, things have really kind of bubbled back up. He brought some perspective from Washington County on what's happening down that way. It seems like this scene has got a little bit of a foothold right now.
The Pittsburgh scene, the Western Pennsylvania scene, for years it seems we were griping, but since I've gotten back into things, what I see is a lot of support from all bands. We're playing together in 2-3 band bills more so than back in the day. It was always battle of the bands. It was like kind of cutthroat.
Yeah.
But our scene is vibrant, I believe. That's my take on it. I love it. Everybody supports everybody, and the people that are out coming to see the bands, same thing. They're out and about, and it's tough. You know, no one's out 10 to 2 anymore like when I was young, and that's what we did. It's not the same.
Right.
But there are a lot of venues also, so there's always a lot going on. The scene is good.
The scene has adjusted with the times, I think, as well. And one thing that we were talking about even last week was the attention factor of people has changed, and maybe that's because things are being adjusted time-wise. I don't know, but people are paying a lot more attention, especially even some of the more acoustic gigs. You know, faces aren't in the phones quite as much as they seem like they did for a while. It seems like the fans are really getting into what's out there now.
Yeah, I noticed, like, with original music, it's tougher to draw sometimes. And I grew up doing cover material, and I miss it, and I love it. But I'd like to see a little bit more support for the original music. But it's understandable. People like to hear Sweet Home Alabama.
Sure, sure. Yeah. If you're going out, you want to identify with something. But there's some doggone good original music out there, and we think the Borstal Boys is creating part of that.
Original music, that's our message. It's as good as anything else you're going to hear on the national scene going back decades. So you just got to give it a chance and open your ears.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Pretty good statement there.
Yeah. And the Borstal Boys are one of that crew right now. So we wish you guys the best of luck in the future. And where this journey leads you, I hope it is strong and long, because it sounds like you guys have something pretty good going on.
I never had a record, and I have a record now, so I'm happy.
That's awesome. Mark Ponsonby representing the Borstal Boys tonight. Check them out, borstalboys.com, and you can pick up the CD, and you guys have the new DVD that has just been released as well.
Yes.
So got a couple more songs here that we want to talk about. First is My Everything. Give us a little intro for that.
That's My Everything is, I call it our funky love song. It's Rocky's composition. Rocky and I sing it together. It's kind of a duet, but we're just singing harmony. Very cool, funky tune.
Yeah, Cool.
Another fun one to play. Never tire of that one.
Yeah. And we're going to follow that one up with a song called Don't Let Life Pass You By. Tell us about that one.
That probably, it's going to, Green Light's my favorite song, and I say that all the time, but Don't Let Life Pass You By is moving right there. It's just, it's a cool, danceable rock ditty. It reminds me a little of Jay Giles. I joke, I say, oh, man, that could be our Pumping Iron, but it's a very cool tune. The video turned out very nice, too. Ray Mongelli shot that also. We did that in our rehearsal space, and I never did anything like that. So when I watch it each time, I'm kind of giddy, laughing, and just enjoying it. I'm laughing at myself, but I don't think I did too bad.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's a very cool tune.
Good deal. Thanks for sharing the story tonight of the Borstal Boys, Mark. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Utah.
And let's get at it. It's My Everything, and Don't Let Life Pass You By, the Borstal Boys, tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7 and The Grassroots Show.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
You'll want to kick off your Memorial Day weekend with a visit to the Funhouse at Mr. Small's next Friday night. Catch the Redlines and their CD release party with special guest openers. Tonight's guests, the Borstal Boys, along with Murder for Girls. And you'll hear some great cuts from the Paradise Vegas Volume 1 album. In fact, I guess they're going to play the entire album for you. Next Friday night at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, all the action gets underway at 7 p.m. Yeah, there's going to be a lot to do for your Memorial Day weekend. Why not head up to Clarion Saturday, May 25th, an open mic night at Clarion River Brewing Company with Sam Sears getting underway at 7 o'clock. Or head down to Club Cafe on Saturday, May 25th. It's the YJJ's final show with Back Alley Sound. They'll say goodbye starting at 8 o'clock Saturday. It's fun stuff with the YJJs over the years. We wish them well. They were one-time participants in our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival as well. Also coming up, mark your calendar, Friday, May 31st, the Shiners with special guest Terry Lee Spencer will be at Steamworks Creative at 8 p.m. Yeah, Steamworks Creative, always some great music happening down there. Don't forget, our friend Mary Lou Scherter hosts a great night of music every Tuesday night at Steamworks Creative. Check out their schedule. Always something great going on. Also on Friday, May 31st, catch Shagdog Melonhead at the Bonnybrook Clubhouse and Golf Course. They'll get underway at 9 p.m. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar on Friday, May 31st, catch the Noble Hops Band at Narcisse Winery from 6 until 9 p.m.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight. I failed to mention in the opening segment, our opening segment brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio. So we're going to give them this segment too, Meat Locker Recording Studio, because they do a great job supporting our show, just like the Rainbow Inn and Bros's Superette, all part of our sponsorship here tonight, along with, of course, Shady Lady Productions in Utah and the Rock Station 97.7. We love having you all tune in every Sunday night to hear this local music show. A great visit with Mark Ponsonby representing the Borstal Boys, and they got some pretty impressive stuff too. Hope you'll check out their website, borstalboys.com, and pick up their CD and maybe catch them out at a live show real soon. Of course, live shows, there's a Rock Down Right tour you can follow along throughout the year that usually highlights something special going on in a lot of local bands. We hope you get out and support some of these local groups and acts, especially, you know, we're hitting that time of the year now. Maybe some of these wineries and breweries are having some outdoor fun, too, and usually accompanying with some local music with that. Of course, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is right around the corner. And, of course, Woodman Life helping to present it this year. Back with the stage sponsorship this year, your local McDonald's restaurants. It's great to have all of these local entities with us. So Mark Regas, State Farm, Bauman Auto Repair. We just recently, the Rock Station did a Fix My Ride promotion with them. It was great to have them on.
Yep, you got Ram Automotive, and of course, Barry Cummings, Cummings Coffee, he's involved in Aqua Solutions.
Yeah, so great to have all of you sponsors along for the ride this year for our event July 12th and 13th. Of course, Lamat Productions, who do the sound and light, and we wouldn't be able to do the show without them. And of course, Cooper's Lake Campground, who are so gracious in helping the cause. And I truly, truly mean this when I say, folks, if you haven't been out to Cooper, if you've only been out, maybe you've come out for the Jeep Fest or some other event, and you've only been on one part of their grounds, you need to come out and stay for the weekend out there. It is truly a beautiful setting. Just so much, you know, you've got paved roads the whole way through down to the lake and back, and then you can go back into the back areas and stay. There's tenting there. I mean, there's just, you want for nothing. I mean, there's beautiful shower facilities there. They keep them clean. They've got a great store, in-house store there. Of course, we're going to have some vendors out there and food vendors, and Bash will be there. The Butler Area Society of Home Brewers will have a two-hour beer tent Saturday night.
Yeah, it'll be 3 hours, Bob.
Oh, 3 hours.
And speaking of Bash, I'm going to give longtime listeners and fans also Hilltop Hoppery, our friends Dre and Jerry. They took a first place with one of their beers here at a brew fest here a couple weeks ago, so. Congrats.
Awesome.
From last week, I guess it was. Yeah.
First place.
You know they'll have some beer out there.
Yeah.
They know how to make it.
Congratulations, Jerry. That's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. And again, this is a BYOB event for those that are 21 and over. So you can bring, you know, if you're coming in and staying for the day, you can wheel a cooler in. You can bring your lawn chair or a blanket to sit on the hillside. And, you know, that's the only thing that you can't actually buy out there outside of the beer tent. But everything else, I mean, you could walk in with nothing else and, you know, get food and get, I mean, they've got an awesome camp store there that has everything.
Yeah, and bring your kids, too, because kids 17 and under are free.
That's right. We do make this a family fun event. And we preach that to the bands, too, that they're not up, you know, spilling nasty things. It's not going to turn into a rap song. So, although, you know, who knows? Maybe someday we'll have a rap artist out there. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, we keep it clean from out there. And so everybody can come and enjoy the weekend. And that's why we try to make it a destination stop, because that's what Cooper's Lake Campground is. It is just that. You can bring the whole family, stay for the weekend, and have a great time.
All right. Well, I say we get back to some music here. We got a new song from Crushing Ground, and I guess yesterday was marked the 2-year anniversary of when Chris Cornell took his life tragically. And Rob sent us a song here. It's by his band Crushing Ground. It's called Keeper of Sound. And you know, he said that when he heard the news that day, he was just absolutely devastated. And you know, we've talked to Rob, had him on the show. We know what an influence Chris Cornell was on him, and he says he picked up his guitar just to deal with the loss and ended up writing this song and then kind of put it on a shelf, pulled it back out, had Crushing Ground record it. They're using guest drummer Frank Tomaselli to play on it, but he says it's Crushing Ground all the way, because you know Soundgarden was just a major influence on that band. And so we're going to throw this out. A little Crushing Ground with Rob Roush. And also song lyrics or song titles of Chris's are part of the lyrics in this, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm sure you'll hear that.
Keeper of Sound, Chris Cornell.
And, yeah, and they're going to release this as a single, too. Yeah. This it should be out right now. So this will just be a all-by-itself single that you can
If Kim Thayil is happening to be a listener of this show from the band Soundgarden, their longtime guitarist, if he's ever thinking about forming the band, sans Chris, obviously, Rob Roush is your guy. Because every time I hear Rob Roush, I think of Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Yep, he can sing.
And that's with the utmost respect on both sides. And this is a song that you actually played a while back, and I've been kind of spinning this into a little regular rotation. The band Dofka, is it Kevin Dofka? I'm not familiar
Jim.
With Jim Dofka? I'm not familiar with Jim, so I'm going to have to meet him sometime, because I like what they're doing. And they got a great song called Tragedy Remains, and very talented guitar work and vocals on this. This is good stuff.
Yeah, he's actually a guitar instructor also, and we've exchanged messages about getting him on the show. I know he has new material coming out, so hopefully soon we can wrap that up and have him in here.
All right, Jim. Well, here we go. We'll do that after Crushing Ground. It's Dofka. And we'll do it again next week. You'll want to tune in, because it will be the Grassy Nomination Show next week on this very program. And then all the month of June, you get to vote on it, kids. So check it out. It's the Grassroots Show here every Sunday night on The Rock Station 97.7. Again, go to thebandjam.com right now and get your information and your tickets for Band Jam. We'll be right back.
as pure and as wild as the rarest flower. On your own wave, a moth to a flame, you
1979. The 979th year of the second millennium, the 79th year of the 20th century, and the 10th and last year of the 1970s decade.
The 70s were amazing.
And the year that WLER went on the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
My heart is pumping out of my chest.
Ah! Thank you. The Rock Station.
Walking through forests of palm tree heartlands, scoff at the monkeys who live in that dark tent. Tiger.
just say a word and the boys will be right there with claws at your back to send the children the night. Hey, is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning couldn't be bolder. I'll write on your tombstone and thank you for dinner. This game that we animals play is the winner. Well, let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me. Yes, I'm a tiger when I want love. I'm a snake if we disagree. Snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king on his sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up his jungle as players resume. The monkeys see willing to strike up the
Station 97.7.
I can't get to work on.
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Take another pill just to forget where I'm going and where I've been. Cut another line just to ease my mind of these thoughts I had again. Keep walking forward, but it always seems I end up running back. With my boom so deep I can barely see my tracks. So where's my sunshine? Where's my sunshine? With a light so bright I can barely swim my yacht. At the end of that tunnel I finally realize that's a train barreling down on my life. And I don't think I can make it one more night. So where's my sunshine?